But yeah, bro. I don't know. I just feel like shit with Ukraine, Russia, the shit going on with Israel and Palestine, bro. It's really fucked up. But there's another thing people don't talk about, bro. Niggas don't talk about the original history of Palestine and Israel, bro. Palestine and Israel have been going to war for years, bro. If a lot of y'all don't know, these niggas been going to war for a cool minute now. And it's been mainly about them niggas taking over Israel, bro. When niggas took over Israel, had the nerve to talk about that's their land and all this shit, when that was really Palestine land. You know? How Palestine used to be back then and all that shit. They ain't changed that bitch to Israel. All the Israelis live over there. So it's like the shit that's happening now, I'm not saying that it's rightfully like karma or anything like that, but it's like that shit was bound to happen eventually. They had a battle some years back. I don't know if everybody remember that shit, but niggas been was fighting, huh? Niggas been fighting, so ain't nothing new, but just the fact that the U.S., once again, y'all want to, you know, assist motherfuckers. And then my thing is this. Y'all be assisting motherfuckers like niggas ain't got their own problems to worry about. Nigga, we got our own problems to worry about. So for niggas to sit there and feel like they got enough time to be like, oh, yeah, we can help them and assist them with this and assist them with that. Nigga, help yourself. That shit should be getting me pissed off. Motherfuckers so worried about other niggas and doing this and doing that. Nigga, you need to help yourself. Help your own country. Why are you so hell-bent on wanting to help these niggas so much? Unless they putting money in your pocket, too. And that's what it really got me thinking. Like, if you're going out your way to be doing all this extra shit for other countries, and you talking about, oh, I'm the president of the United States, but you ain't really did a United States type thing for none of the niggas yet? Or recently? Come on, bro. I don't know if you can sit there and call yourself president after that. You ain't even sitting here helping niggas with nothing. Motherfuckers still sitting here struggling with shit. You feel me? Motherfuckers was giving $100 million, $100 billion, whatever, to, like, you know, to the people. To make sure the programs was good, certain things was good, where people wasn't in poverty and certain shit like that, it would have been a lot of shit cured over here in the U.S. If y'all think about it. I doubt anybody else really was thinking about that kind of shit. I mean, of course, you got a handful of people who's gonna sit here and think about that, but at the same time, you got a lot of motherfuckers who don't even know. You feel me? A lot of motherfuckers don't even know, don't even think about that kind of shit. So when you hear shit like that, 9 times out of 10, it's always a motherfucker that's going to sit there and not agree with you. Or they are going to think to some degree about that shit and still won't agree. It's going to be like, oh yeah, he kind of right, but I don't know if I want to say that. And I don't know if niggas should say this and whoop-de-whoop. You feel me? Because motherfuckers be scary too. You know, niggas be scared to answer them kind of questions. Niggas be scared to respond and say shit like that. So, it is what it is, man. Like, damn, that shit crazy, though. I don't know, bro. Like, it's just crazy-ass shit. And there's so much historical shit that goes on with some of these wars and shit that we don't know about. So, I'm just like, it's wild as hell, man. Hella wild. So it's just like, it's weird how motherfuckers would be so quick to be like, oh, pray for Israel, pray for this, pray for that. It's a show a lot of you motherfuckers don't be knowing your history about a lot of certain things too. Like I said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if y'all didn't know, because a lot of us don't know our fucking history like that. We still trying to learn our history. We still trying to learn certain things. So, you know, it's hard to really learn more about some shit when motherfuckers already been lying to you. So I'm like, you know, it's hard to learn about certain things like this when it's not told in no history. But the people who do try to educate you or tell you about the shit, they're paid to lie to you type shit. So ain't no telling. That's why I just feel like, you know, with all that shit that's going on with, you know, everybody want to say, oh, well, why are you saying the Palestinians and why are you this? Y'all over here just trying to start a whole fucking unnecessary, like, debate about some shit ain't nobody really, like, even tripping about. At the end of the day, these is people, bruh. These are still people. Palestine, Israel, regardless, bro, these are still people. And for motherfuckers to sit here and they want to like choose sides or pick sides, and then you got niggas out here funding sides, it's just making shit worse. So I'm like, you know, this shit is just getting worse and worse by hand because motherfuckers want to sit here and they want to fund this, they want to support that, do this, do that. And I bet you niggas in the other countries be thinking the same way. Like when they president do some shit, them niggas be like, what the fuck you mean you funded and okayed a war for this? Nigga, we didn't say it was okay to do a war or something. We didn't say it was okay to do any of that shit. So that's what I'm like, for a motherfucker to sit there and you okaying a motherfucker to do a war, a motherfucker to do this. But mind you, the rest of the fucking, like, the rest of the country probably said no and probably didn't want that shit. It's the last thing on their fucking mind is a war. So if you doing that kind of shit, yeah, of course the niggas gonna sit there and be pissed off. So I'm just like, bro, I know we ain't the only motherfuckers, bro. Probably be going through that same shit. They probably be going through that shit too with their countries. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, it's fucked up what everybody is going through, bro. It's fucked up times. But I just hate how the fact that the U.S. is always in the middle of that shit. And it should show us that the U.S. got a lot of fucking ties with shit that we don't know about. Of course, the niggas ain't gonna tell us about every fucking thing, but them ties that the niggas have, bro, the niggas have ties with a lot of people. And they got a lot of shit that's going on behind the scenes. The niggas doing a lot of behind the scenes shit that they don't tell us about. That's why there's so much shit that's going on that we end up finding out at the last minute. That's what I get upset about. We don't never find out until it's too late, or we don't never find out about this situation or that situation until, oh well, they're already in war and they're in the middle of a battle and blah blah blah, and the U.S. is sending troops over there to assist. And I'm just like, oh hell no, just on that other shit, bro. That's why I'm just like, this shit is just wild. This is just wild to me. But that's the fucked up part, though. You know, this nigga Biden over here wanna talk about, oh, 100 million, 100 million for them, and 100 million for that. Nigga, you should be worried about your people. Shit, we just had a government shutdown. We had all kinds of bullshit that just happened not too long ago. But mind you, our own president won't even sit here and focus on those issues. He's so worried about shit that's going on in other countries because there's niggas in his ear telling him to do that shit. And it's stupid as fuck. So I'm just like, this shit don't make no damn sense. It really don't. Just stupid. But like I said though, man, you know, it is what it is. Motherfuckers always want to sit there and do that shit. So, that's why I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, you just gotta keep that shit, you know, move with a grain of salt, bro. Because motherfuckers always want to be on some weird shit anyways. So I'm just like, you know, that's another reason why motherfuckers always kind of like stay on some, oh, I'm doing research and I'm trying to find out more shit. But also I try to keep it to myself because not everybody's doing that same time, bro. No, not a lot of people think about that shit. Or if they come across some shit like that, they just be like, oh, well, that ain't got nothing to do with me, so I don't really give a fuck. You know, a lot of motherfuckers think like that. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Ain't nobody really tripping about all them other niggas. But like I said, man, it's just like, it's too many motherfuckers. Too many motherfuckers. And they all sitting there talking about, oh, well, you know, that's what the president is supposed to do. He's supposed to make sure, it's supposed to, like, some stupid shit. That's what I'm just like, man, not the end of the day, nigga. That nigga Joe Biden, if he wanted to be a president of a different country so bad, he should have went over there in a different country and did that shit. Why you waiting until you was president of the U.S. to start doing this shit? And Kamala Harris, you ain't doing shit neither with your phony ass. All I've been seeing is this bitch, what, going around doing all kinds of other shit that ain't got nothing to do with being the president. And they was trying to clown her out saying that she was at the Beyonce concert. Nah, that wasn't her. But damn near did look like her. I was going to say if it really was her, I got to show y'all where the money is going and all this other shit. Bitch went to a damn Beyonce concert while the whole fucking world is going through they shit, and the U.S. is damn near in shambles right now. This bitch had enough money to go to the Beyonce concert. So I'm like, damn, that shit was really true, bro. Niggas really would have for surely overthrew some shit. It just be so real. I don't know, bro. I feel like a lot of motherfuckers need to understand that just because a motherfucker call themselves president don't mean that they give a fuck about the country. Just because they call themselves that don't mean they give a fuck about you. So it's like, knowing that and keeping it in the back of your fucking brain, knowing how these motherfuckers move, it's always gonna be greed. It's always gonna be money moves first. That's why these motherfuckers always, all of a sudden, they over here with Ukraine. They over here in Czechoslovakia or some shit. Niggas, like, just peep though. Everywhere these niggas go is where the paper trail is. That's where the paper trail is. It's somewhere out there in Puerto Rico with it, in Brazil with it, Haiti. All right, wherever you see a damn white person or American at, that's where the money is going. Most definitely, the money is going towards that way. There ain't no reason why they be out there running on the motherfuckers. They don't like minorities. They don't like being around other people with culture and shit. So when you see all them motherfuckers and you see a Joe Biden and one of the niggas that represent Joe Biden, now there's some secret business going on. Niggas ain't fooled by that. What's the other explanation why you niggas is out there? Sightseeing? Come on now. You niggas have discovered and conquered enough of the world to already know what the other side of the world look like. The fuck you need to go over there with sightseeing for? Nigga, you a fool of shit. You niggas got business over there. It's like the shit that's going on in Israel and Palestine. Them niggas is doing straight business. Or you think they so quick talking about we stand with Israel and we're going to be funding all this stuff for Israel? First of all, who said we? Is now you got me feeling like P&D, nigga. Talking about we a lot. Oh, you speaking French now? Yeah. Got me feeling like Party Next Door. Like, what the fuck is all this we shit coming from? I didn't agree to shit, partner. Shit. I don't even work for the government. So how the fuck all of a sudden we is the Americans and we the American? No, nigga. You should be saying we as the fucking government, or you should be saying me as the president of the fucking United States, or just me as an individual. You over here talking about we the people. The fuck is we the people? It ain't been we since your ass got in office, motherfucker. I ain't vote for the nigga. That's why I'm like, shit, I don't, you know, I know all you motherfuckers is mad because y'all voted for him. I ain't vote for the nigga. I already knew he was full of shit. Shit, he didn't get my vote. I already knew that nigga was a piece of shit. He was the one to make the 3-strike rule on for niggas. And nobody know about that, though. But now all of a sudden everybody's seen all these clips of Joe Biden surfacing the internet back in the 80s when he talked about niggas head, how they was animals. Said, would you want this person to be walking next, what he said, walking past your mother on the same street and blah, blah, blah. These people are savages and blah. That's how he was talking about niggas, bro. And this was the 80s. This wasn't hella years ago. This was like 30-something, 40-something years ago. Hell, it wasn't that long ago, goddammit. Shit. It was not that long ago. So for him to sit there from back in the 80s to be talking about how niggas is animals, niggas is this, that, and the third, then years later, you talking about if you don't vote for Biden, if I don't get your vote, you ain't black? Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. So I'm just like, this shit's crazy as fuck. This shit is just wild. For a motherfucker to even sit there and then say all that shit, then turn around, and then you funding the shit for Israel and all this. Nigga, you won't even take care of the problems that you have in your own home. And not just that, but it's like, that, and then, it's just so much more shit. It's so much more shit. I'm just like, bro, it's a lot of things this nigga should be focused on. He ain't focusing on shit over here in America. What's the point of him being president if he just ain't gonna fucking work on nothing that Americans need help with? So I'm just like, nigga, at the end of the day, bro, I wasn't really giving a fuck anyways. I didn't vote the nigga to be president. Shit. Him or that bitch Kamala. So Kamala not even black. That bitch just use her complexion as protection. And she tell motherfuckers, oh, I'm mixed with this and I'm blah, blah, blah. I am not black. She tell niggas that off the top already. So for y'all to assume that she's black, y'all making a fool and a mockery out of y'all own selves. That's why I say she's not black, because she even says she's not black. So for y'all niggas to keep calling her black, y'all just assuming. Y'all need to stop doing that shit. No cap. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. A lot of motherfuckers be on some weird shit. So I just be cool off of motherfuckers, bro. Like, I say to myself a lot, too. Because a lot of people, bro, a lot of motherfuckers out here, I notice, people be so quick to want to, like, niggas be wanting to be on that political shit so hard, bro. Niggas be politicking about just, oh, well, you know, the president doing the best that he can, and he doing this, and he did, man, fuck all that, nigga. You sound like a fucking cheerleader for him, nigga. Hey, shit ain't, presidents ain't been shit since Obama. Obama wasn't shit. And so I'm like, it's crazy as fuck. Niggas just now finding that shit out. But I didn't know Obama this and Obama. Yeah, Obama was one of the other niggas who pushed the issue about a damn, about a border. So when niggas was talking about, oh, Joe Biden just ain't shit and Donald Trump, the only president who talked about the border and making the border bigger, nah, he wasn't really. He really wasn't. Like, niggas really go do their research and find out. He really wasn't the only nigga. So, yeah, man. There's just so much shit with this politics and shit, and then shit that's going on behind closed doors that we don't know about, which shows, like, damn, bro, a lot of niggas is on some secretive shit. Especially the president. The president is the main one. Motherfuckers been sitting here hiding all kinds of shit from us. Then got the nerd to turn around and tell us, oh, there's nothing to worry about. The fuck you mean ain't nothing to worry about? And they just said it was one of those fucking Chinese planes, bro. It was a jet that was found in the orbit of the U.S. It was orbiting the United States. Mind you, niggas just sitting here, so they so worried about Krishan and Blueface and all this extra shit. Why y'all ain't did no social media coverage on that? These motherfuckers already been infiltrating. They getting ready to drop some bombs or something on us while we still sitting here worried about some extra shit. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. You feel me? I understand it. You know? And it's like, I guess I'll never really understand it because I'm not a president and I'm not in that branch of that shit. But common sense wise, it's just the shit that I'm seeing so far. You would think that motherfuckers would be moving with common sense. You know? Like, okay, if I'm the president of the United States, I'm going to worry about some United States issues first before I be like, okay, we stand with Israel and Palestine, etc. Then, okay, that'll be understandable. But that nigga ain't even did that. That nigga went straight out the gates as soon as he became president. He started worrying about everybody else and their mama's issues except the U.S. That's why I'm like, damn, you can't be one of those kind of presidents. You talk about, I'm promised to do this and I promise to do that. As soon as you get in, you ain't did not one thing. I'm like, I don't know about that kind of shit. Can't have those kind of motherfuckers, like, in office. Because all they're going to do is just make shit worse for us. And turn around and then got the nerve to talk about, well, you know, it's not really their fault and it's not really our problem, but we just still want to help. I'm just like, I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. Like, really, what niggas need to do is, motherfuckers need to stop funding these wars. Niggas need to stop doing all that extra shit. And let shit just, you know, go out the way it need to go out. Another fucking thing. Because like I said, you know, it's always going to be a war. Regardless if motherfuckers try to resolve an issue or not. Motherfuckers try to talk it out or not. Somebody's always going to start a war and start some shit. But if niggas don't fund it, if y'all ain't got no ammunition to keep shooting, y'all niggas ain't got no choice but to sit down and have to talk about it. You feel me? But nobody thinks about it like that. Like I said, it's capitalism and greed and all that kind of shit in this motherfucker. What the fuck make you think a nigga gonna sit by while it's a war? The motherfuckers that need guns, need bullets, need a certain kind of armor, need a certain kind of ammunition. And if you got it, nigga, and you can charge a certain amount, nigga, you might as well get a quick butt. That's basically the whole summarization of that Nicolas Cage movie. Shit. Y'all probably seen that movie I'm talking about. Warlord, I think that's what it was called. But yeah, man. That's basically the whole fucking gist of it. And mind you, I think that movie was based on Israel and Palestine or something like that, or the Middle East, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm like, niggas, they show niggas in the movies too what they've been doing. So it's like, we can sit here and either look at it as it's just a movie, or they're trying to tell us what the niggas really be doing out there. And that's what they really be doing. They go to other places of the world, go to other countries, sell these niggas weapons, and tell them, look, it can't come back to the U.S., can't be traced back to the U.S. So if you niggas get busted with this shit, we gotta act like we don't know how y'all niggas got it. We just gonna have to say y'all niggas is terrorists. And that's what they do all the fucking time. My bad, y'all. But you feel me? Why do you think people still argue about 9/11 being an inside job still to this day? The niggas talked about the freedom fighters. They talked about all this shit that happened in the 70s, the 60s and 70s with the U.S. and the Middle East. And they talked about how a lot of niggas was freedom fighters, how these niggas then taught a lot of the Taliban how to fight, how to use our weapons, etc. So the fact that y'all turn around and say that the Taliban regime and all these niggas is terrorists and they did this and they did that, when y'all niggas went out there and taught them the shit, then you want to try to hide your hand of what part that you played in it? Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit, man. And y'all had not just, it wasn't just the government that was a part of it. Y'all had soldiers a part of that shit. Y'all had them teaching the niggas of the shit. My granddaddy was one of them. Y'all had niggas going all the way out there in what? Dubai, Abu Dhabi, all them motherfucking places, teaching them niggas how to use the RPGs, all that shit. And then turn around years later and say, oh, they bombed and they did this and they, oh, the Twin Towers and, oh, shit. Oh, everybody dead. Like, man, fuck all that. Y'all niggas started that shit. So for you to sit there and say they terrorists and they can't be terrorists when you taught them how to terrorize in the first place, nigga. How did they go from freedom fighters to terrorists? Osama was a freedom fighter. Do your homework. Do your homework. Osama was a freedom fighter before he was declared a fucking Taliban terrorist and a leader of this and that and the third. The nigga was a freedom fighter for us. Then when he started doing too much shit and when they started trying to make their own shit, he became an enemy of the U.S. That's what happens. That's what they did to Gaddafi. He was finna come out with a new currency, a one world, one time currency that was gonna be for the whole world. It was gonna be one way of currency. He was starting that back in 07, 08? Then the U.S. did some shit, turned around, flipped some shit on him and said he was an enemy. Then his own people took him out. So, shit, RP. Ain't nobody forgot about you, bruh. It's a lot of motherfuckers who got knocked off. And they didn't flip the script so bad, it made it look like it was their own country that took them out and all that shit. That's why I'm like, U.S., gangsta-ass motherfucking place. Gangsta-ass place. And it's real gangster when you do your research and do your homework on how we done got to where we is now. Why you think we on the hit list for a lot of niggas? China, Russia, everybody and their mama got us on the hit list, nigga. We've been bullying and stealing and fucking lying for years. It ain't physically us. It's just the U.S. It's just the fucking government. It's the white man. So, yeah, forgive me if I'm a little too outspoken with the shit. But, I mean, that's just how I look at it. That's really how I look at the shit. Because if it weren't for all that, niggas wouldn't be sitting here fighting so motherfucking much. Y'all niggas is secretly funding this shit, like y'all been doing. Niggas been secretly teaching niggas how to use the weapons, teaching niggas how to use this, how to use the airstrike, how to, come on, bro. Y'all niggas been secretly behind the scenes on everything. But it's just crazy how they think that their people don't know yet. Well, of course, we've been known that y'all niggas been sitting here funny shit. Y'all show us in all the movies that y'all release. So you tell us in so many ways that y'all are a part of this shit. My thing is, why y'all just don't come out and say it? You don't come on out and be like, yeah, we've been doing this, because you know the responsibilities that come along with that. You know the consequences that happen. So for y'all to even get a quick extra buck off of a war and want to fund this shit, then turn around and say we stand with them and we this and we that, y'all full of shit. And y'all speaking for everybody else. Y'all ain't speaking for us. Y'all speaking for everybody else. They ain't speaking just for them. They ain't speaking just for one person. They speaking for everybody. So whatever they say, that means the whole U.S. feels the same way, which is fucked up. And that's how it is with every country. If a representative of that country say we don't fuck with U.S., then shit, the whole world, the whole fucking nation can't fuck with the U.S. So that's just how it is, man. Politics and all that shit is a fucked up game. That's why I can't understand why it's so many people so willing to just be quick with whatever is posted. They see their friend post this, or they see their friend put something in their bio, now they going along with it. Like, everybody is a follower now. You don't have nobody that's really speaking their opinion, speaking their mind, standing on their word about how they feel about shit. Talking about, nah, bro, like, that shit ain't right with what they doing over there. And they doing this, that, and the third, and then the U.S. want to back them up. That shit ain't cool. Don't make sense. I mean, common sense. Of course, the niggas ain't going to sit there and be like, well, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, it's fucked up, and those people's going through it. Of course, you ain't going to sit there and be like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. You're going to sit there and see common sense people is getting terrorized and shit. So, of course, you're going to say pray for Israel. That's going to be the other half, which is understandable. But a lot of people just be on a lot of follower shit, too. Niggas be following the trend, bro. Some motherfuckers don't even be caring about what's going on. Shit that's going on in different countries and shit. Niggas be acting like they care, but they don't really give a fuck. That's why I'm just like, what the fuck? This is wild, man. It's wild. I know y'all probably been hearing a lot about this shit too. And y'all probably been, you know, probably not been keeping up with it, but every now and then y'all see something in the news about this shit. So I'm just like, it's just crazy, bro. It's just a lot of shit that's going on around the world, and the shit that they want to try to portray to us and project to us. It's just like, it's information that I'm not saying that's valuable, but what the fuck can we do with some information that's going on and some shit that's going on the other side of the world, bro? And then our president want to be a part of this shit and want to try to help niggas so much, but you ain't helping your own people. So I'm just like irritated as fuck with that shit. And it's like, it ain't nothing new, because that's what motherfuckers been doing for years. They always been doing that shit. But until we actually put our foot down and say some shit and let it be known, like, niggas stop worrying about all that other shit and actually take care of what's going on in America, then that's when shit'll start changing. But niggas don't want to say nothing. We gotta start making a change to that shit, man. For real, for real. Because we was the reason why that nigga was even put in office. That's what niggas tend to forget about. I mean, of course, yeah, they do some shit behind the scenes to get him in office and already pull the strings where they already got the nigga in there before the votes. But sometimes, bro, we really do be having the power, and we have those moments where we have a chance to make a change, and we can't make that change because it's already too late. By the time we find out the amount of power that we had to make that change, we done already gave the shit up, and we done already made the wrong decision, man. So, like, when the next shit comes up, when it's time to vote again, bro, y'all better vote for the right motherfucker, man. Y'all better use some common sense, do some research, do some homework on that nigga, because it's really gonna be fucked up. It's already fucked up. But it's just fucking with another president, bro, and if this motherfucker doing the same shit that Biden did, whatever Trump did, I don't know, man. It's just some weird shit. So when this next election come up, y'all better be really on y'all P's and Q's about who y'all vote for. Because that's really important, man. And it's been a lot of shit going on, and a lot of motherfuckers talking about this is happening and that is happening because the election is coming up and they're trying to distract us. I don't know about all that, but I do know that it has, like, there's something eerie coming up. Some eerie shit. And it's like, all this shit, they keep talking about election day. They keep talking about something's gonna happen. So it's like, I don't know, bro. We gonna see. And they said the same shit when the niggas was doing that shit with the phone. Ain't shit really happened. Yeah, they made it seem like nigga was finna turn into zombies or something, so I don't know, man. But shit. On to the next segment. Yeah, bro. Like, the way this shit is now, we really live in times where it's a lot of motherfuckers that can't speak on shit. Really can't speak on shit that's going on in the world. Can't have an opinion about certain things. But like, motherfuckers are fucked up so bad, bro. Shit is wild to me, man. These niggas are sitting here talking shit about Dave Chappelle and about, like, you know, what he said about Palestine and Israel, but all he did was just sit there and talk about how the niggas committed some war crimes and shit. He was talking about some real shit. It's like, once again, y'all always find a way to discredit motherfuckers for actually having an opinion about something, talking about some shit, whether niggas like it or not. Motherfuckers always find a way to talk some shit. Then, my thing is this, though, like, the shit that Israel did, they did commit war crimes. And all the niggas said was that the U.S. did aid and embed them niggas and help them. So how y'all gonna be mad about something that's actually true? Y'all can do research on this shit and do homework on that shit. So the shit with Palestine and Israel, bro, and for motherfuckers to be mad about what he said, y'all just sit there and be mad at whatever the fuck you want. She'll be mad at Joe Biden's ass. She'll be mad at his bitch ass. Man, ain't nobody gonna sit there and say that. Ain't nobody gonna sit there and talk about, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden okayed $100 million and did this shit and did that. Like, y'all niggas ain't mad at him? I'm mad at somebody for having an opinion, a nigga who's a comedian. Like, come on, bro. Let's be real. A nigga's supposed to be sitting here having to think about this shit. Like, them motherfuckers, like, comedians, that's their job, to talk about shit don't nobody else really want to talk about. The shit that's hard to look at, the shit that's hard to talk about, they find a topic. They find a way on how to talk about it. They approach it from a funny point of view. That's their job. If y'all just sit there and be mad because he found a way to slide that in there and transition over to that topic, you'd be mad at him. You know how to do that. You've been doing comedy for years. So for y'all to get mad at him for doing his job is just basically crazy. That's like going to McDonald's and getting mad that the nigga gave you a Big Mac and that's exactly what you ordered, nigga. You gonna be mad because the nigga gave you a Big Mac when you asked for one? I'm just saying. We're living in fucked up weird times right now, bro. The niggas who actually do their job and motherfuckers who actually start talking about certain things, you get canceled for it now. You can't speak on this. You can't speak on that. It's just weird times we live in now, bro. I just can't understand how they could get mad at a motherfucker for just doing his job. That's just weird shit, you feel me? Like, motherfucker can't be mad because a nigga was bringing this shit up about Israel and Palestine. Hey, don't want to be so mad at him. Nigga be mad at Joe Biden, bitch ass. Joe Biden been fucking up a lot of shit since he got in office. This nigga made a whole freeway dedicated to bees and bee-friendly freeways and all this other fucking shit. Like, come on, bro. Y'all niggas ain't mad about that, though. You want to be mad about Dave Chappelle talking about Israel and Palestine? My niggas need to grow up, bro. They said one person walked out. I'm so sorry for that one person. Who gives a fuck? Hey, who cares, nigga? That's what they want to do. That's what they wanted to do. I mean, shit, you paid for the fucking shit. So for you to walk out, that's on you. Who cares? That shit didn't make no sense anyways. Another topic I did want to talk about was this shit with Blueface, man. Blueface, I guess, you know, he just proposed to his girl. And it was at the stadium, the Rams stadium and shit. And after that, you know, it was a few females and shit. They started twerking and shit. He started throwing ones on them. But everybody was sitting there talking about, oh, he's so unclassic for that. And where's his manners? There's children that's there and blah, blah, blah. Y'all don't talk about all them fucking cross-dressing ass niggas that go to them kids' schools and do fucking drag shows for them. And talk about how they be sitting there twerking and all that shit in front of them damn kids. Y'all niggas is tweaking, man. Niggas really is tweaking, bro. How y'all gonna sit there and be upset because he just did that shit? I mean, that ain't no different than going to a damn strip club throwing wines. Niggas was like, yeah, everyone's so impressed that he threw $300 in wines. And I mean, what the fuck do you expect? And he just proposed to his girl, so, you know, he's celebrating. He's having a good old time. He's enjoying himself. That's what you do when you're rich. You feel me? That's why it's funny how motherfuckers just sitting there, they talking shit, they want to be mad, but y'all to be mad all the fuck you want. Don't act like you wouldn't do that if you was rich. Man, that nigga just want an excuse to throw his money, man. Niggas can't be mad. Shit. So, like, at the end of the day, you know, everybody always gonna have an opinion, have something to say. Because first, second, okay, Blueface, you ain't shit because you didn't do this or you didn't do that. And then you said this about Krishan. Now, nigga, you ain't shit. And then nigga just proposed to his baby mama. He just did some little happy shit, some shit that everybody probably would have been like, oh, well, he need to marry her and he needed this. I mean, shit, y'all should be minding y'all damn business at this point. Y'all should be worried about y'all own business at this point. It's like, hey, the niggas is still gonna keep posting their shit. Motherfuckers still gonna be posting their business, posting what they got going on. I mean, at this point, do you think they actually care about y'all opinion? Like, let's be real, man. Motherfuckers is sitting there doing what they doing, you know? They living their life. Why you think he sat there, he threw all them ones and shit at the stadium? He don't care about nobody's opinion about how they feel about him. Shit. It's like, at the end of the day, hey, shit. That's just all them other motherfuckers getting in their feelings and getting mad and shit. That's them with that. So, like, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, that's what motherfuckers do when they got money and when they having a good time. They gonna do something. They gonna do some shit like that. So I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Everybody got their own way of celebrating and doing shit. So it's like, for motherfuckers to sit there and be mad because that's how he celebrated. I mean, that's just, everybody got their own way of celebrating and shit. So it's crazy how motherfuckers want to be mad and want to be upset about shit. Hey, it's his life, bro. It's his money, his life. That's what he want to do. That's what he want to do. And be upset. How you going to be mad at what he doing with his money? Ain't your money. Yeah. Well, I just feel like, hey, they just need to start minding their business now. It's like that shit with Jada Pinkett. I don't know, bro. Jada, you need to go sit down, too, because, I mean, you just keep running your mouth, talking about all your personal business. Honey, we do not care. That's why I'm just like, you know, all these niggas are posting all their shit and talking about their shit and all that. You know, we have an option to look at it or not. So, like with me, bro, I don't be really paying attention to a lot of that shit that they be talking about. So, I don't know, bro. When I do hear some of that shit, and when I do see it, I just be like, God damn, again? Like, just be more shit. Just be more and more shit. That's why I'm just like, God damn, bro. I'm just take a break on my phone. I don't feel like looking at this shit no more. Sometimes that shit just be tiring. It really do. Like, I don't know if y'all feel that same way, but for me, I just be like, God damn. When I be seeing that shit sometimes, I just be like, kind of tired of seeing that shit. You know, social media ever get tired of that shit? I don't know. They probably don't. Just wake up one day and just be like, man, I do not feel like covering none of this shit about their lives. Like, I was like, nigga, I just want to live my life one day. Not worry about nobody else's shit but mine. Like, I wonder if they ever be thinking like that. They probably don't, though. This shit. They get paid. That's their living. You know, that's their earnings. They do this shit for a living. So it's like, the second they stop doing that, it's the second they stop eating. So I don't know. But I don't know, bro. I just feel like motherfuckers be having certain days where they don't feel like covering all that shit. I be having my days. Shit. On to this other topic, though, man. I want to talk about was, you know, how motherfuckers sit there who want to betray, not even really betray, just talk, you know, behind your back on some backstabbing shit. Motherfuckers who smile in your face, want to be cool in your face, act like everything cool, but the second motherfuckers ain't around each other, niggas talk shit. Niggas done said this, niggas done said that, yada, yada, yada. So, like, motherfuckers just out the past, out of nowhere from the past, oh, I didn't see this nigga page. He made a music page and was trying to follow me the other day. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you done talk all that shit. You said all that shit behind my back. Then when I confronted you, you didn't want to say anything about it. Then you was like, oh, how did you know about that? And blah, blah, blah. Now you think that we cool again? Nigga, we're not cool, bro. Don't try to follow me on your music page and think that, oh, well, he'll probably follow me on his music page and repost my shit and blah. Nah, nigga, we're not cool, bro. Don't follow me. Don't do none of that shit. This is the same niggas I was talking about a while back, bro. I don't know if y'all niggas remember. Talked about how, you know, I was trying to help motherfuckers, bro. I was trying to, like, you know, niggas were talking about they needed studio time, they needed this, they want to record some music. I wanted to help motherfuckers. You know, because I wish somebody would have hooked me up. I wish somebody would have gave me a fucking way to try to get some studio time or something. I'll take advantage of that shit so I could blow up. Niggas did the complete opposite. And then when I was trying to, like, you know, give niggas game about certain things, niggas never really listened. It was just winning out the other type shit, bro. And how motherfuckers, like, handle certain situations with me and shit, then want to turn around and act like, you know, oh, well, you know, I did this shit by myself and whoop-de-whoop. Motherfuckers didn't go nowhere with it. It was just, the action spoke for itself, man. Actions really spoke for itself. And it's like, damn, like, you would have thought, like, okay, niggas got history, yeah, niggas went to school together type shit. Nigga would have been honest and been like, look, bro, I just don't, you know, I don't really want to do no payment plan. I just want to pay up front. Whatever the case was, whatever the issues was, nigga should have been man enough to say that to my face, dude. Plain and simple. Whatever the disagreement was, whatever issue that you had, you should have been able to express that to me. If it was about me, you should have came to me about it. Just like how you was talking about everybody else in the group, and you came to me about that, though. So I'm like, motherfuckers is weird. You feel me? Niggas want to play Gossip Girl, but then when motherfuckers found out, like, the real shit and then approached you about it, you didn't know what to say. That was the crazy shit. Then years later, you want to try to follow me on your phony-ass music page, bro? Like, nigga, I'm cool, bro. Don't follow me, nigga. Ain't nobody finna follow you back on that shit and fuck with you. Because at the end of the day, niggas have been told you, bro, like... Niggas have been told you, bro. Niggas have been told you. Niggas is giving niggas all the knowledge and all the information about certain shit, bro. I was trying to hook niggas up with studio time. Then niggas was saying, oh, well, I can't do 40 an hour. I even considered a payment plan for this nigga. Well, I seen that niggas was spending $200 for weed and all that shit, but you didn't have shit for studio time. That's how I knew niggas was just trying to get over on me, bro. Nigga, you was just trying to get over, bro. It's not the fact that you didn't have it. You just didn't want to pay. You feel like, oh, well, nigga, we partners and blah, blah, blah. Why? I got to pay. At the end of the day, bro, business is business. I never even considered doing any of that when I was buying trees from you back in them days. I wasn't telling you, oh, well, we partners. Why? I got to pay for it. Come on, nigga. That's crazy shit. That's like crazy shit, man. Ain't nobody going to sit there and do that and downplay their own business just because of friendship. Niggas did that a long time ago, it'd be a lot of motherfuckers who wouldn't be making no money right now. It wouldn't be a lot of businesses we probably know to this day. Shit. If motherfuckers are just giving out shit for free. I'm like, it's crazy because when niggas actually did have studio time and when it was actually free, I didn't charge nobody or nothing. Niggas didn't do nothing with the music they recorded. Niggas didn't even upload that bitch on SoundCloud. So what was the point? Niggas talking about, oh yeah, I'm trying to record, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to make more music. And all the music that you made and all that shit, you never did anything with. Niggas kept talking about, yeah, bro, send me that music so I could post it and blah, blah, blah. So niggas did all that and you never even posted the shit. You just basically just playing that shit in your car. That's basically what niggas was doing, bro. You played the shit in your car, nigga. You didn't post that shit nowhere, bro. So when niggas was asking, they was like, oh, well, where's all the music that you said you recorded and whoopie woo? And when they couldn't find it nowhere, nigga, they was confused. I never forgot about that shit. Because when his partners was asking, they was like, well, bro, where's all the music? And where can we find the music at? He was like, oh, well, it's not out yet. I'ma post it soon. Nigga, still waiting for them songs, nigga. So I'm like, at the end of the day, niggas ain't really too, like, worried. Not even worried. It's just like, I feel like niggas ain't really too bothered about that shit no more, bro. Because it's like, when I did try to help motherfuckers, motherfuckers didn't want to listen to me. Or it seemed like, oh, niggas didn't look at it as, like, support. Niggas didn't look at it as I was helping them. Like, niggas was actually hating on me and felt, I don't know if it was intimidation, they was jealous of me, or what it was, but it's a lot of motherfuckers, bro, that I helped in the past. A lot of motherfuckers that, like, you know, that came to me that needed some support or needed some kind of advice. That, oh, when motherfuckers was playing them or somebody did some shit to their ass, they came to me for it. So it was like, when it was my turn, when it was times where I needed some reassurance, I needed some guidance or some advice about some shit, niggas never could do that for me. But yet niggas could talk behind my back, or motherfuckers could feel like they just, you know, use me as some, like, what? Some downplay shit. Or try to use me to make motherfuckers mad type shit. Like, I don't be getting that. It's a lot of weird ass movements with that shit. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not really too, like tripping about that shit no more, bro. Like, motherfuckers did what they did, and they played themselves. The same motherfuckers who I talked about, they all had to cut and run to hide from some shit they lied about. Like, how I've always moved, bro, since day one, I was always up front, honest about my shit. Whether motherfuckers liked it or not, I was blunt with my shit, bro. I was letting niggas know straight off top, bro. Like, niggas ain't finna keep trying to play me or nothing, bro. Niggas ain't finna play me. Niggas ain't finna think they gonna play me. And if I'm offering free studio time and shit, that's because I offered it. It's not, oh, because we best friends and all this shit, and oh, you won't ever have to pay for any of the shit. No, it's because I believe in what you said, nigga. I believe in your dream. Just like how I believe in my dream. We have similar fucking, like, faiths and beliefs in our goals. So it's like, if you serious, nigga, I'm willing to help you with that shit. That's the kind of person I am. But I'm still a motherfucker that's standing on business. So if I'm standing on business, but I'm willing to put certain things to the side and show you that I believe in your shit, come on, bro. Don't take advantage of that and then play yourself. You feel me? That's what a lot of motherfuckers did. It just took a little bit of the faith that I gave them, and then the motherfuckers did some other shit with it. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, so I've always been really kind of like cool off of helping motherfuckers, bro. Because those last motherfuckers, those last people that came around that I was already sitting here giving advice to, that I was trying to, like, you know, tell them, bro, you supposed to this, you supposed to whoop de whoop whoop whoop. And motherfuckers took that shit. Sometimes they took it, sometimes they didn't. It was just one or out the other with some of that shit, bro. Or you have motherfuckers who sit there and take that information, and they act like they're really using it and don't even do shit with it. Like, I don't have that happen too. It's a lot of people who do that. So I'm just like, you know, bro, I don't really be tripping about that shit no more, man. It just be too many motherfuckers that really be on some extra, like, weird movement type shit, because they really lying to you. That's the real reason why. Because if you sitting there and you talking about, okay, well, it's only this situation is that, or whatever the situation is, then you should have been able to fucking figure that shit out a long time ago. You feel me? But some motherfuckers do that. Like I said, they do that to waste your time too. Motherfuckers say a lot of shit just to waste your time. Just to think that you helping them when you really not helping them. You just, you know, they distracting you right now. Kill time or whatever. Like I said though, man, I don't really, you know, I help and show support to a lot of motherfuckers. And people will turn around and they'll sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, if motherfuckers think that it's this and it's blah, 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 niggas ain't never helped me. Niggas ain't never this. But you was just on the phone complaining to me how the other day, how you were tired of being alone and, oh, talking to me was really helping you figure out your shit and all this other shit. What happened to that? So I'm like, that's why I stay to myself, bro. Because people are such a fool of shit. People be so fake. And then also, this internet shit be a reason why a lot of motherfuckers move fake, bro. And I'm gonna say that for sure. This internet shit be the real reason why a lot of motherfuckers move fake. Because one second, okay, in public, they doing some shit in public. The next second, they get online and start posting shit like, oh yeah, well, motherfuckers thinking that everybody, because the just this and everybody, whoop-de-whoop. Like, niggas be posting some shit that's the complete opposite, knowing that they that same person. Want to post, oh, I don't like when motherfuckers leave me on red and motherfuckers this. And nigga, you do that same exact shit. Shut your bitch ass up. That's another thing. A lot of you motherfuckers move fake
because of that internet shit too, that internet persona shit. Knowing damn well y'all niggas move like that in real life. All the shit you post and say that you don't fuck with and you don't like about motherfuckers, y'all the that same definition of it. So I'm just like, you know, I'm not really surprised, bro. Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers who sit there and move funny on some shit. And niggas that sit there, get up on the phone with you, be complaining and talking about some real shit they going through. Then turn around, get online and post some shit that's the complete opposite. Try to act like they on some cold shit. Like, nigga, you ain't no cold motherfucker. You just crying. Your pathetic ass. You just sitting here complaining about what you been dealing with. So I'm just like, you know, bro, it's a lot of motherfuckers who sit here and they put on that fake ass persona for the internet and they put on that fake image for the gram. But in real life, motherfuckers be that same way. Motherfuckers move that same exact way, bro. My bad, I was sipping this water, y'all. Water hit different, boy. But I don't know, bro. For everybody else out there, you feel me? Who experienced what I just said? Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, man. It's a lot of weird ass motherfuckers with that move, with like who moves like that, and it's just like weird shit. Cause it's like, nigga, you sitting here just focus on you, minding your business, and if you just one of those people that, you know, you help people, you can't help but just, you know, be there for motherfuckers type shit. And that's how it be, man. Just be realizing shit. That shit just be crazy as fuck. That's why I'm just like, man, this shit is just wild as fuck. It just be a lot of weird ass movements. And then you got a lot of people who sit there and act like they doing shit on their own, or they move on their own like this. And, oh yeah, don't think that we together and think that we this just because. Like, motherfucker, shut your phony ass up. Motherfucker be lying like a motherfucker. That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Because motherfuckers say one thing and do another. And, you know, if you one of those kind of people that see that shit a lot, if you one of the kind of people that got a hard, like, I don't know, you got a issue and a problem with trying to just, you know, ignore that shit and distance yourself, yeah, you just gonna basically have to, like, yeah, you're gonna have to fall back into the state of yourself for a cool minute, man. I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of motherfuckers who move like that now, man. Hell of motherfuckers will move like that. So I'm just like, you know, it's just weird. Weird as fuck. Too many people that sit there and be on some shit like that and got the nerve to act like, oh, well, you know, I've always been a state of myself. Motherfucker, no, you haven't. For you to call me and shit, that means you be calling, chatting it up with other motherfuckers too, getting their advice about shit too. I ain't the only motherfucker. I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It just be valuable lessons learned from motherfuckers like that. And it just shows you can't help everybody. No, and that's the main thing that I think that we all tend to forget about. Because we all have that moment where we really want to help that person, right? We all got that moment where we feel like we can help them with some advice or help them with a certain like moment of what they're going through. That's just all it is. You feel me? So I just feel like, I don't know, bro. With that shit, it just be a lot of shit like that where everybody got to understand. You can't help everyone just because they come to you for help or try to, you know, ask for advice. You can't help all the time, bro. You can't help all the time, bro. And then, shit, when the shit goes sideways and all that shit, they turn around and try to blame you. Come back around and blame you for the advice if the shit go the wrong way. So at the end of the day, bro, sometimes it's just best to just steady yourself. Don't really, you know, help. I can't even say don't help motherfuckers. Just try to be, I don't know. Try to be distant with that shit. Distance yourself with that shit. This is hard to give a motherfucker advice nowadays, man. Motherfuckers be sitting there and be looking to blame people for shit, too. So it's like, no, motherfucker asks for advice, then the next second they'll blame you because, oh, well, fuck you because I took your advice and that just made the situation worse. So I don't know, bro. For me, I just stay to myself now. I don't be giving motherfuckers too much advice like that nowadays because I see how certain people move with shit now, bro. Like, everybody move funny with certain things. And it's like, when you really try to be genuine and help motherfuckers with shit, they take advantage of that shit. They think
that your kindness is weak. It just be all kinds of shit. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, that's why niggas just gotta stay to themselves, man. Gotta worry about you. Cause at that point, it just be too much other unnecessary shit going on, man. Niggas don't have to be, you know, don't need to be bothered with that. You know, at this point, motherfuckers just need to focus on them. Focus about, like, you know, their business. Focus on the shit that's going on in their life. Because it just be too many motherfuckers that be doing that, though, man. What are you waiting around? Motherfuckers to give him advice just so they can be like, man, nigga, you gave me the worst advice ever. Some people do that shit. I'm just like, shit, it is what it is, man. There's too many weird motherfuckers to move like that and turn around and act like, oh, well, I didn't need nobody's help anyways. And why the fuck did you ask for my advice? Shit. I don't be understanding that shit sometimes, you know? But yeah, bro, you know, like, just gotta be cautious with that shit. And with that, it's just like, you know, you just gotta learn, you know, you just gotta learn. And once you learn that lesson, just don't try to be bothered with that shit again, man. There's too many motherfuckers who move funny nowadays, bro. And no cap. You got too many people who sit here and want to be on some funny style shit like that. And then, shit, come back around years later and try to act like, oh, yeah, nigga, how you been? And well, no, motherfucker, don't follow me. Shit, I still don't fuck with you. Give a fuck how many years ago it was. Right. So I'd just be like, you know, at the end of the day, stay to yourself, man. Stay to yourself. Just be too many motherfuckers on some funny style moving shit. So I'm like, you know, when they do that shit, 9 times out of 10, they talking behind your back. That's why I said, like, with that one nigga, bro. That nigga was always talking about everybody else in the group. He talked about this nigga Damone. When Damone didn't really have no job or nothing, he talked about that. And talked about how the nigga owed him money. Then talked about the other nigga in the group, Mikey. And it was like, you know, bro, niggas sitting there coming to you talking about certain things too. That's another thing. That's a dead giveaway. When motherfuckers start doing that, that's how you realize too. Motherfuckers is talking about you, man. Motherfuckers is saying shit. So when you put 2 and 2 together and you start looking at shit, bro, you start understanding, okay, I see how motherfuckers is moving with shit. But I mean, nigga, you must be talking shit about me too. And once you understand all that, that's when you gotta start distancing yourself, bro. So I'm like, shit, fuck all that, bro. It don't matter how long you knew motherfuckers, how long you been cool with motherfuckers and all that. Motherfuckers be on that bullshit. So that's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, man. You know, it's a lot of motherfuckers who do that shit. But like I said, nigga, I'm starting to learn how to forgive a lot of this shit. But I ain't forgetting none of that. I ain't forgetting none of that shit. You know? I ain't finna be sitting here forgetting none of that shit. Especially if niggas sitting here still acting like, oh, well, I ain't did nothing wrong and niggas wanna sit there and blah, blah, blah. Nah, bruh. Because now you're trying to flip the script acting like you didn't do anything wrong. And now you're trying to act like you don't remember. Nah, bro. I'm not fucking with that shit. No, you need to stay away from me with that fake shit. I don't fuck with motherfuckers who do that. Okay, at least try to, you know, be like, yeah, man, I know what I did, bro. I apologize, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, you ain't even trying to apologize, nigga. But then again, like I said, it's been a while, so I kind of don't remember the whole situation or what happened. But I know for a fact, though, nigga, like, when you got busted, you wasn't even trying to, like, really apologize. You just really, you was really mad at the fact that niggas exposed you, and you was more mad that niggas exposed you than you were being, like, basically being told about your wrong shit. And then talking about how, you know, you was talking behind niggas back. You was more mad at the fact that the nigga exposed you than your, like, and then exposed the shit that you was saying more than you actually talking behind niggas backs and saying what you said. So I'm like, that's some crazy shit. But niggas expect me to forgive him and be on some cool shit? Like, nigga, fuck you. When niggas was sitting here giving you advice and was giving you free studio time and all that shit, and was mixing and mastering shit and was showing you how to do shit, you wasn't giving no fucks, bro. You just want a free studio time. You want to try to take advantage of niggas. And then even when you had a moment where you was thought you was doing that, you didn't do anything with the music. That's why I was like, dude, niggas be playing themselves, man. Niggas be playing themselves, bro. That nigga Eli played himself. That's all he did. So that's why it's like, for motherfuckers to sit there and want to talk about, well, I don't know why niggas are still not cool with each other and blah, blah, blah. Nah, it's not even that. It's just, you know, niggas realize what niggas been doing, what niggas been saying. And then the fact that you couldn't even be man enough to even stand on your word, bro, and stand on what you was saying behind niggas' back, that made the shit, made you look even worse, bro. It made you look even worse, bro. That's why I'm just like, you know, for niggas to sit there and be still be cool with niggas like that, I show how fake the niggas is too. But it's like, ain't nobody worried about that because, like I said, once you learn a motherfucker and realize that shit, that's when you just distance yourself and you start piecing shit together with the people around them too. Because if that motherfucker moves that way and then all them other motherfuckers knew about the situation at the time and they y'all still choose to fuck with them, I mean, y'all must be cool with it too. Ain't my problem. I mean, you know, it don't affect me to find that out, because at the end of the day, I don't fuck with the niggas no more. But y'all, if y'all want to be cool with that shit, if y'all cool with niggas talking behind your back, then being cool in your face after they just got done talking shit about you to the other homie, then shit, go on and be my guest, bro. I ain't with that fake shit, though. And it's a lot of people that really move like that. And in their brain, they really think that they didn't do nothing wrong. It was like, oh, bro, what did I do wrong? And it was like, I didn't do anything, so why is niggas acting funny with me and blah, blah, blah? When the whole time you was talking about that nigga, probably talked about his family, probably talked about his mama, even said all kinds of shit about his sister. So at the end of the day, bro, I don't really be, like, fucking with too many motherfuckers like that no more now, bro. That's why it's like, you know, at the end of the day, motherfuckers will sit there and be like, yeah, they fuck with you, but the second they fuck with you and then the second they leave and not around you no more, they could be talking hella shit about you too. So I'm like, man, I ain't one of those kind of niggas that's fond of shit like that. If I am gonna talk about somebody, bro, I'm either gonna tell them in their face or I'm just gonna let it be known, like, nigga, I ain't talking about them or nothing, but it's just like, you know, this is how I feel about this situation that nigga did. That's what a lot of motherfuckers who's honest and, you know, got a real opinion about shit is gonna say. But you got a lot of motherfuckers that feel like, you know, they can just talk behind a nigga back and think that, oh, well, yeah, a lot of other niggas is the same way and just gonna be cool with that shit. Like, nah, bro. Shit ain't right, bro. Shit don't make sense, bro. When niggas just sit there and do that weird ass shit, it is what it is. Niggas ain't really tripping about it. So I'm like, I don't know. And motherfuckers just have to sit there and then they have to, like, you know, bounce back from the situation. And then, when nigga, you did what you did, then you try to act like you didn't do nothing wrong. That was just some weird ass narcissistic shit. That's what I call it. That's what narcissists do. You sit there and don't see what you did wrong in the situation, but then you want to be like, oh, well, you don't need to be mad and you don't blah, blah, blah. Like, you act like a nigga didn't have a right to be mad. Like, that's weird, bro. Niggas really thought that niggas didn't have a right to be mad about this shit. That's why it's like, with that, I don't know, bro. It's a lot of motherfuckers who move like that. And that could be family, that could be anybody. That could be anybody. That's why it's just crazy how so many motherfuckers that sit there and want to act like, oh, well, you know, it's just this and it's just that going on and it ain't that bad of a situation. Nah, bro. But that shit right there, you shouldn't take lightly. You shouldn't take lightly about somebody talking behind your back. And someone tells you that information and they're telling you this nigga's talking behind your back, you gotta handle that. You feel me? You just gotta handle that. You can't just let that shit slide. And the reason why I say that is because niggas will constantly keep doing it. And niggas sitting here saying, oh, well, yeah, somebody who actually knows how to do this and somebody who actually knows how to that and blah, blah, blah. And niggas throwing blims and only the other two people in the group is peeping the blims except you because you're the butt of the joke. Come on, man. That's all I'm like at the end of the day, bro.
You can't let motherfuckers just be talking shit. Can't just let motherfuckers talk shit, man. You gotta handle that. Gotta stop that right there where it stands. Cause at the end of the day, motherfuckers will sit there and think that you a joke. So I'm like, nah, bro. Motherfuckers will really sit there and try to, you know, sit there and think that you a joke, bro. So at the end of the day, motherfuckers gotta sit there and say what they gotta say. Speak your mind, bro. Especially if them niggas spoke their mind and was sitting here talking about you behind your back, nigga. You better speak your mind. Shit. Be too many motherfuckers that sit there and hold their tongue on shit. And they could have said something. I'm like, man, fuck all that. Especially if I was a motherfucker that was really, like, down. I was down to help you. I was down to do free studio time. Invited niggas to music videos. Shows that I was doing. All that just to include motherfuckers who claimed that they wanted to be on the music hype. If you claim you was on a music hype and you really want to start your music career, this is shit that you're supposed to be going to. That shit that you should be asking about. I shouldn't have to volunteer and tell you, oh yeah, bro, do you want to come to my music video? Do you want to come to this? And I'm posting this shit the whole time. Niggas ain't reposting my shit. Niggas ain't swiping up talking about, oh, bro, can I slide? Because I'm trying to see what a show looks like. I'm trying to see what's up with this. But the whole time, instead of, you know, learning from me and actually looking to me as your brother on this shit, you was looking at to me on some hater shit. You was hating on me. You was jealous of me. And that's what a lot of motherfuckers do. He was just one of many motherfuckers that was jealous of me, bro. Still jealous. And motherfuckers to sit there and do that when all I was doing was just offering a helping hand, and niggas wanted to sit there and want to talk behind my back and hate on me because I got my own business and other shit that I got popping. I mean, that's not my fault. You don't know how to do that shit. Like, let's be real. Instead of sitting on your ass, eating Benihana rice all the time, and having your phony, fat-ass, bitch-ass girlfriend feed you all the time, why don't you learn how to make your own business? Why don't you learn how to do shit? I mean, nigga, you can sell weed, but you can't sell music. That's crazy. That's what I'm like. That's crazy shit to me, man. And if your partner willing to help you and he willing to give you game about this shit, but you're not listening because you're so busy hating on the nigga, that's you. And the fact that there's other niggas around that knew about the situation and y'all still choose to be cool with the nigga shows how phony y'all is too and how stupid y'all niggas is too. I could have gave them niggas the game too. Niggas would have been understood the assignment, but niggas don't want to because niggas was too busy hating. Niggas are too busy wanting to be jealous. Like I said, going back to what I said earlier, it's motherfuckers in this world that move, hella niggas move like that. Hella niggas move where they watch your shit, they don't swipe up, interact, want to say anything about your shit until they see you in public. Or they be like, oh yeah, bro, I seen your music, bro, and blah, blah, blah. You posting anything? You got this going on and blah, blah, blah. And it's like looking at the motherfuckers like, nigga, you know damn well what I got going on. You be looking at my shit every day. You look at my shit every day. So how you gonna ask me what I got going on when you see my post every day? You see I'm just posting a new song, nigga. Go like it. Shit, go comment on the motherfucker. Repost. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, it's too many weird moving motherfuckers that do that shit. Then motherfuckers be secretly hating on you. Motherfuckers be having secret animosity towards you. And it's like, I can't do nothing about that. You feel me? That's just how I move with the shit. That's how I handle the shit. Because at the end of the day, you could be doing shit to better yourself and motherfuckers will hate you for that. You could be bettering yourself, going to school, getting a new job, getting a new car, getting a new license. Shit. Doing anything positive, which just for you and for yourself, and motherfuckers hate on you for that too. And you ain't did nothing but just, you know, say thank you, or you just post your shit, or just be yourself. Motherfuckers will hate on you for that. So it's like, shit, fuck them. That's why I say to them, fuck them. Live your life, regardless if motherfuckers gonna say shit or not, whether you post it or not. Motherfuckers gonna still hate regardless. The people who don't even know you hate you right now. So how do you think I feel? I had motherfuckers who don't even know me ain't on me. And all I did was just be myself, perform my music, do my shit. And motherfuckers will still find a way to hate on you. Be like, who's that nigga? And blah, blah, blah. Hating on you because you know how to carry yourself. Your fucking, your confidence is high. When your confidence is high, nobody can fuck with your self-centered. That's what they really get mad at.
that gets a nigga mad as fuck.
When they can't fuck with your self-centered, can't get under your skin, then that's when they gotta hurt you. That's why it's like 9 times out of 10, bro. I'm glad about the lessons that I learned because it just made me stronger. It taught me how to just be better, like, better off alone. Not to be on no sad shit, not on no Batman shit, but it's just like, it shows me I don't need all those big groups of people around me. I already had known that back then, but it's just having certain people around you and then shit developing into more, having more and more people around you, and it's a bigger group now. You know, shit, you go to realize again, bro. And you go through those motions sometimes and gotta go through and understand to where you realize that's what you don't need. You don't need those kind of people around you. You don't need a big group of people who especially ain't on the same level as you or on the same mindset. Cause it was many a times where motherfuckers just sat there and try to give niggas advice, like I said. But you know, if they not on the same mindset, they not on that same like or in that part of their life, they're not going to understand everything that you're saying with that music shit. They're not going to understand all the shit that you're putting in their brain when it comes to it. They may sit there and say that they're interested in the music, saying that they want to do this and saying that they want to do that, but if their actions don't match up with what they want to do, then you can't help them. As bad as you want to help, as much as you want to, you know, be a part of their success stories and whatever you feel like you want to be a part of, it ain't going to happen like that. Because them motherfuckers ain't taking it as serious. So it's like I said, you know, there's a lot of motherfuckers that do that shit too. They turn around and say, oh yeah, because I want to this and I want to whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop, but your actions not even matching up with the shit that you're doing. And then when it comes to the studio shit, you ain't putting no money down. So that's a you problem, bro. Me, on the other hand, if I'm serious about it, I'm going to save up for my shit. I'm going to put some money on that motherfucker. I'm going to put some money down on it. Whatever I got to do, bro, I'm going to do that shit. I'm not going to sit here and just keep sitting here talking about, oh, well, I'm going to do it one day. And I'm going to just stack up towards it. If I don't have it now, I'm going to save up $5 till, what, next month, nigga? I probably might have, what, $500 just by stacking $5 every day or something. You know, just start a plan. Start somewhere, man. Instead of motherfuckers always making excuses and shit. Oh, I can't this, and I can't do this because of the bills. And I can't do that because my money tied in with this. You know, it's always a way, bro. Always a way. The motherfuckers actually start realizing and, you know, stop making excuses for shit. Motherfuckers don't understand, you know, there's ways around it. It's a method to it. But you got to apply yourself to it first. So I was like, it's easy for a motherfucker to sit there and say, oh, well, I'm this and I'm going to do this. And once I start making my music, I'm going to get a mansion. I'm going to have all my niggas living in all the other rooms. And man, nigga, you thinking unrealistic as fuck, bro. Just start with the first step, nigga. Make a music account. It's like, nigga, this is finally listening to what I said and did that like 3 years, 5 years later. Hey, I told you to make a music account years ago, nigga. Make a SoundCloud account, something. That nigga still ain't did that shit. And he just now started the shit years later. That's why I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, I see that people take my advice. And motherfuckers will sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, yeah, because it's blah, blah, blah. But, you know, motherfuckers will still sit there and act like they did it on their own. Which I really don't care about. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm already successful with some, I'm successful with my website. I'm successful with a lot of my shit. I already got a lot of my shit already out there and plastered. So, the stuff that I already did for myself and the shit that I gave niggas advice on, I had done for myself already. So it's not really like affecting me that them niggas taking long on their own shit. I already got my own music page and all that, but I was just trying to help them out by telling them you should do this, you should whoopie whoop whoop so you can have your own stuff and start building your own catalog. Niggas didn't listen, bro. So that's on them. It's like, at the end of the day, you know, motherfuckers have to learn from their own mistakes too. Had to understand. He probably understood over time, especially dealing with that shit. Nigga had to, take that to the chin and realize, you know, niggas fucked up. You want to be on some talking behind niggas' backs type shit, and niggas exposed you for it. Niggas came at you, you know, a certain way about the shit. And you had to deal with that. Nigga, you had to sleep on that and realize overnight too. Nigga, I fucked up. And that's what a lot of motherfuckers be realizing. You know, when you do fucked up ass decisions and when you move a certain fucking way and you do shit like that, and when your when you ain't got a good conscience, that shit eats you up. And that's what was happening with that nigga. My partner even told me, shit, he was texting that nigga around 2 in the morning, bro. This nigga was sleepy. He was like, bro, who the fuck just texted me a long ass paragraph and it was his fat ass? I'm like, Eli, if you don't take your bitch ass to sleep, nigga, deal with what you did, nigga. Shit, if you can't handle what you dished out, you should have never said it to begin with then, bro. So I'm like, you know, it just shows, like, motherfuckers, always be motherfuckers like that who be so quick to talk shit, be quick to say something behind the nigga back, say something about that person, but they not able to handle what they dish out. So when motherfucker come back, hit them with the same shit or say something worse than them, they don't know how to handle it. Just be like that. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, a lot of motherfuckers move like that, but don't understand, like, you know, how to handle it. Don't understand how to, you know, how to handle it when they get the same fucking medicine. So I don't know, bro. I feel like at the end of the day, motherfuckers need to understand, you know, it's a lot of people that move like this. You just gotta stay to yourself and just focus on you. You know, can't help everybody, man. You just gotta stay to yourself and focus on your own problems and shit. Focus on your own bills. That's the best way I can describe. Mind the business that pays you and your bills. So that's it, man. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it.